Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I could be the one to wake up with Hi FM.
I just got, I've got twos of messages in.
Ooh.
Saying George's story, how she had an accident and got saved.
Yeah.
That's one of them. And you forgot about She Did a Ryland. So this is Hi FM, it's Robin Banks. And George Ryland, the star of this bit, is there.
And I think when you hear this, you're probably going to wish that I hadn't been saved. Because
okay.
It would have been funnier. But for me, I'm glad. I went for dinner with the boys on Thursday night.
Right.
Went to Caramel.
I saw your pictures.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
We were dressed nicely.
Yeah.
Very civilised dinner.
Yeah.
Lovely food.
Lovely place.
And at one point, I was walking with Paul and confidently striding. And all of a sudden, I just have this hand on the back of my dress.
Oh.
And it's Babe!
Oh.
I was that far from the glass door.
Oh, my.
I had gone past the entrance.
Yeah.
And I was literally just about to smash into this glass door in front of everyone.
Dude, I did that when I went to Alila.
Oh.
I was at breakfast. Yeah, I was at breakfast. And I wanted to take a little stroll between breakfast courses. And I went bang straight into the glass door.
Oh.
And the breakfast place was packed. And everybody stopped and looked. And you try and style it out.
Meant to do that. That woke me up.
Weekday morning. Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Oman's Hi FM.
This is Hi FM. I was listening to Kathy Douglas yesterday. And Kathy is on this radio station between 1 and 4 weekday afternoons.
What was she saying?
Well, I'd like you to have a guess.
Okay,
so here's some audio from Kathy Douglas yesterday at about 20 to 2.
It was almost long. It was almost long.
Kathy Douglas here on Hi FM. A very good afternoon. I'd like to publicly thank Mr. Robin Banks.
Yeah.
That man has got the largest...
He's got the largest what? So what do you think I've got the largest one of? Okay. Have a little think about that.
Basement.
Good guess.
Thanks.
But wrong.
Ah, you have got a really big basement, though. I don't know.
It's coming up.
Oh, why are you like this?
This is getting boring.
It's Hi FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
Here's some audio from Kathy Douglas from yesterday.
It was almost long.
Kathy Douglas here on Hi FM. A very good afternoon. I'd like to publicly thank Mr. Robin Banks. That man has got the largest...
I've got the largest what? According to Kathy Douglas.
Collection of power tools.
Why are you ruining it? Who sent that in? Why are you saying that?
Is that right?
Why have you just done that? I wanted to go through
She's a winner.
All these
She's
guesses
made it.
That people have sent in.
Shouldn't have made me wait.
How did you know that? Who was it?
I never rat out a colleague.
Was it Kathy? Did Kathy get in contact?
I'm not a rat.
I'd like to publicly thank Mr. Robin Banks. That man has got the largest collection of DIY tools I have ever seen in my entire life.
What was Kathy Douglas looking at your collection of DIY tools for?
She was doing some power tooling at her house.
Power tooling. May I borrow your power tools?
Thank you very much for all your guesses. I can't read them out now because George ruined that.
Ruined it like she ruins everything.
This is the worst of the Hi FM morning show.
This is Hi FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland. And I have beef with George.
What have I done now?
Have you any idea what you were so committed to that you said with such conviction that you were right?
It's, I presume, either going to be shark or nutrition related.
Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. It's a week of sharks.
Now, if you cast your mind back, I said to you at the beginning of Shark Week, in fact, last week I said to you, oh, what are they going to do on Shark Week? And you immediately closed me down. You shut me down. You said, well, it's 24 hours a day. It's Shark Week. That's why they call it Shark Week. And I said, oh, do they start programming like at 7 o'clock in the evening or something like that? No, you idiot. It's Shark Week. Shark Week. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Shark Week.
Yeah, but actually the truth was I hadn't looked into it at all. I had no idea.
Shot Tell week, me. Right?
Yeah.
I've got the schedule here. Because
it's like 2 hours.
It's a couple of hours.
Yeah, it's
each day.
Because really I looked is. Yesterday yeah. and I wanted to cry. I was expecting to be like Jaws on every afternoon and documentaries. And the whole thing, it starts off disappointing. Phelps raced a CGI shark, well, not even at the same time, and lost.
What they did, well, technically nobody really said that Phelps would be swimming anywhere near a shark.
But come on, though, like, Matt, commit to it. If you're going to do it, do it.
And all the advertising actually did try and make us all think that he would be doing that, right? And so did Michael Phelps when he did interviews with the media earlier this month. In reality, the whole thing was simulated.
Yeah.
They apparently timed some sharks, a great white, a hammerhead, and a reef shark. Then they simulated all the races.
Which means there was no point doing the actual race
no.
then. Because
yeah.
you know how fast a shark swims.
Yeah.
You know how fast Phelps swims. And he can't beat the shark. So what is the point?
But they did actually race in the ocean. So at least there was that. But that wasn't quite enough for a lot of viewers who've complained about it.
I think they wanted like a bit of maiming at least.
You have to have that, don't you?
You're going to want to win, Michael.
The best week of the year. It is Shark Week.
You're more likely to be struck by lightning than you are to be attacked by a shark.
He was attacked by a shark and he had the shark tooth in his foot to prove it.
Sharks are very scary.
There are sharks in there!
Because it's Shark Week.
But the sharks were beautiful. They were amazing. I mean, these creatures are really wonderful. And we should not be afraid of them as long as we are on land.
Angry sharks turn you on.
Planet Shark Week, the worst time of year. All my friends are no longer here. Shark Week.
I was really brave about, you know, the shark diving right until I had to do it.
Bam!
I was in the line.
Shark Week!
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks. George Ryan's over there.
Good morning.
We sometimes play little jokes on each other.
We have a laugh.
When the mics are on, when the mics are off, and
yeah.
when we're in the office. We joke about things that we find funny.
We are funny.
Other people don't find them as funny.
I don't think that's true.
I'm in the office yesterday, and I hear this sniggering coming from behind me.
Is this me?
This is you. And the sniggering's getting louder and louder. And then all of a sudden, beep-boo, I get a new mail notification.
Oh, yeah.
It popped up on my PC and I saw it was an email from George, who was now laughing behind me. You know what this is, don't you?
I listen to it so much.
See?
And I laugh every time.
It's just 2 seconds of audio. I opened it. And I have to admit, I laugh too.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the audio?
Yeah, yeah.
This is it. That's it. That is it.
I really want to try and get it as like my text tone on my phone or something.
That
just never gets old.
Translation, that was Major Lazer.
We just played Major Lazer on this fine radio station. I played it to Kathy.
Yeah.
And she just went, that was live, was it? Yep. That's how we do it.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
So, Joe is here. All right, Joe. It's radio, mate. So put your headphones on. Why are you looking at us like... Why did you, okay,
there was
so,
no briefing to say, okay, if this light is on, we're live. We
dude,
chat,
well,
talk.
No. I'm talking to you. We're in the microphone here.
Yeah, but that red light is on.
The red light's on, yeah, so yeah. That's live. We're
Let's
live
get, are
now.
Are you out there? Call and let me know, because I don't believe him. He's pulling my leg.
Dude, we're live.
Got it.
So no swearing. All right, so Joe Sims, why are you in here at this ungodly hour when there's nothing open in Muscat Grand Mall?
I would like to say yeah. I was just passing by. Yeah, I was in a neighborhood.
That's a lie.
Thought I stopped
that's,
by.
That's
well,
a,
it's a
lie.
Good one, though.
Yeah,
but it's a
lie.
Good one.
It's
not a great
one. It's high quality.
It really isn't. As lies go, oh, I was just coming into the mall, but there's nothing open.
I was power walking.
You were power walking?
Yes.
So you drove to the mall to come to the mall to park, to come up to the first floor here where the radio station happens to be.
To save fossil fuel.
Yeah. That's so wrong. Yeah. You could go down to the beach.
It's the best kinda, I can do. Air conditioned.
It's empty now.
Air conditioned.
All right, okay. So you're power
no traffic,
walking.
Traffic report. All roads are open.
Oh, you say that. Are you going to tell him, Robin?
Yeah.
You say no traffic in the mall, but...
Yeah, I found you. Dude, there is traffic in the mall sometimes. I nearly got knocked down a couple of days ago.
You nearly got run over by a car.
There was a car on the first floor. A car on the first floor.
You're talking about that little train that goes
through. Send me a video.
Hang on. Let me show him the video of this, right? I have to show you the video because you will not believe
it.
You're not going to believe this, but I've just nearly been knocked down in the mall. It's a car. It just knocked me down. There you go.
Did you get the license plate number?
Yeah.
Because you could make a report.
All right.
Reckless driving. They were probably talking on the phone while driving through the first floor.
Are you here for any reason? Because we got to get on.
No.
Play some songs.
I was actually here to mess with you guys in the window. I just finished.
Crazy. How are you going to mess with us in the window?
I was working on that.
When you came to the window.
The props. I got.
Do you know who's...
I got George.
You didn't get her.
I got... Well, okay, you helped me.
I got her.
Yeah. Okay, then I get a power assist.
I get a power assist. Dude, we never even planned this. We didn't plan.
That's the whole idea.
Because I would have planned something better.
I planned it.
I would have planned something a hell of a lot better.
Well played, Banks.
Outside the window. Hello.
Every day someone does that to us.
All right, Joe Sims, thank you so much for coming in with absolutely nothing. No material, no presents. Just dropping in.
No presents.
What kind of material? I mean, I brought...
Nothing.
Always have material.
Absolutely nothing.
Good times.
Yeah.
Okay. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Come on. On High FM.
You know, I can't... Sound like I'm gargling nothing. No, don't. It's a European thing, darling. I'm British.
This is how we should sound. Just relax like that. We should play relaxing music between 6 and 7.
I can't. Why
not?
Because I won't be awake by 7 if I do that.
Yeah. Fleetwood Mac Albatross. This is our mate.
Tubular Bells.
Yeah, but Mike Oldfield. This is our mate. What's his name?
Stop it. I want to say like Raheed.
Raheem.
So close.
Over on our sister station, Halla. Raheem.
He's so sweet and he isn't feeling very well today.
Is he not? Oh.
No, full of cold.
He doesn't sound like it. He sounds on fire!
In the morning, we're going to do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning, Hi FM, Oman.
Hello, FM.
Hello.
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 Good morning.
Good morning.
Why do you sound like that?
It's because we love you. That's why. Just plain and simple.
I love you too.
I love you more. No returns.
I'm the mystery man.
I'll
never tell you where I'm working.
It's UFO man. We know that. He works for UFO.
I'll never tell you, but no. I love you.
It's UFO department.
I was listening to you guys, so I said, let me call them. So how's everything?
Yeah, good. We're good, Khalid. How are you?
Long time I didn't see you already.
I know. We miss you. George misses you.
A lot.
Yeah. She misses you a lot. I just miss you.
Well, I had something yesterday, but I don't know if it was a rewind or something about... George's new boyfriend, so I don't think he's
flipping
me.
Is that when I played Magic Moments? I played Magic Moments.
The Magic Moment when my new boyfriend never showed up
The
first date. Thanks for that, Robin. That's well chosen, right. Dude.
George, how many boyfriends do you have, actually?
I think I'm on minus 6.
I heard once from Robin that you're not so good at that.
At what?
I mean, attracting boyfriends or...
I never said getting attracted
to boyfriends.
I didn't say that. He's lying to you. I did not say that to him. I didn't
He's
say that.
He's saying a lot of things,
When did I say that?
I love this dude.
Come on, when did I say that? No, because when we put the phone down, I'm going to get abuse from that direction over there.
No, I don't like that. I'm happy to you.
So you're lying then?
No, I'm not lying.
When did I say that?
Well, I heard you, I think, once or twice saying that.
I didn't say that. What, on the radio?
Yeah.
Just walk here in Moscow loudly shouting, George can't find a boyfriend!
When that boyfriend was calling, told her, don't ruin things on yourself again.
See, I said that, but I didn't say what you said. All right, listen, it's been great. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye, Rachel.
Love to the aliens.
Yeah, have a nice time for the rest of the week.
All right, you too. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, dude. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Good morning.
And good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
We went out last night. I picked George up. I picked Les George up. We went to the Park Inn.
We did.
And we got there exactly on time. It was all right. Got there at 6:30. Uncle Nuno met us in the lobby.
And he stood up and he said, Uncle Nuno is here. And it was just the best.
I love him.
And he put on Facebook today how nice it was. And do you know what he started off his caption with?
What?
Remarkable. What a dude.
He's so cool. We went straight up in the lift to the roof terrace.
Yes.
He's very proud of that roof terrace.
So would I be. It's very cool.
And we sat in the new undercover air-conditioned bit, not in the VIP area.
It was lovely, though. You know, when you walk in, everyone goes,
Yeah, that's what it is. What a lovely evening.
We didn't get the VIP area, though. Lovely. I did notice that as well.
Lovely evening. We didn't need it.
With family.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. And something happened.
You happened.
That George ended up on the floor.
Robin happened.
Literally, the sun hadn't even gone down. Now, I can't really talk any more about the exact reasons.
Wish you wouldn't.
Behind George ending up on the floor, but she was on the floor.
Thanks for taking photos.
On the floor. Should we put up a picture of that, of you on the floor?
There is nothing I would love more.
Yeah, should we do that on Twitter?
Fine, I'll tweet
okay,
it.
Okay, so just on Twitter, George on the floor last night.
As the little Twitter bird flies away with what's left of my pride.
High FM Radio. I wish I could tell you in great detail how George ended up on her knees on the floor.
Robin pushed me over again.
No, I didn't. Laughing hysterically she was, whilst looking up, little tears coming down out of her eyes on the floor.
On the floor.
While she was doing that.
Yeah.
But I just can't. Is there any way we can talk about that? There's no way.
No, you've already made me look bad enough.
But you were on the floor.
No, I think everyone's got the gist now.
And then you stood up.
Yes.
And then you walked a little bit and then you leaned over your body and you started laughing.
So standard for me.
And people were looking at her and they started looking at her when she was on the floor.
Sorry, where was I again? I don't think anyone heard.
Oh, in the air-conditioned Samaterraza.
Oh, where that's we were. Where?
On the floor.
Remarkable. Hey, I heard the show's a wild one.
That's what I heard. I heard you just say, I know the music was loud, but I heard you say that you wanted to do a bit about cheese.
Joe, you know, I had a dinner party once, and this person says, shall I bring some cheese? No, don't bring cheese.
The weather, it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
This is High FM. Good morning. Banks here. Ryland's over there.
Top of the morning.
We're tonight. Well, actually, I'm tonight going around your place.
Yes.
For dinner.
Dinner party.
A nice. Is it a dinner party?
Yeah, it's more than two people.
You've invited somebody else, a mutual friend of ours.
I have, yes.
All right, Chris. So there's going to be three of us.
Yeah, because I thought about doing four because I like even numbers. And okay. I don't like anyone else.
So the three of us.
Yeah.
It's not just three of us just hanging out.
Yeah, it's dinner party. Two people, it's a date. We can't do that. It's three, it's a dinner party.
So this is what you've been saying, dinner party.
Basically,
and this is, right, now I'm worried.
Okay.
I've got two things for you. Is it us hosting him, or is it you hosting us?
Now, I'm going to say this is layered, because I'm hosting both of you, but like a layer down from that, we're hosting him.
Do I need to turn up at your door with something? Because you can't go empty-handed to a dinner party. If you go into a dinner party, you can't go empty-handed. So
I'm
fine
with you coming empty-handed. Just please don't bring me any chocolates or anything.
No.
Don't want them. Might maybe bring, do you want some fizzy pop or something?
Some fizzy pop. What about some Red Bull?
Do you mean the Red Bull that's under your desk?
Well, it doesn't matter where I get it from.
So you're just going to bring something you already had at home?
Well, yeah.
I'd rather you came empty-handed. Don't bring me something you had lying around.
What about if I bring a game? A little game for after dinner?
Twister.
Yeah, I was going to bring Twister.
Robin Banks. Hello.
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 Hi.
Robin?
Yeah, it's me.
And George. Yeah.
And yes. George is there.
What happened to you, George?
Listen, we can't.
He happened to me.
We can't say it on the radio. Yeah. So, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to take you down and then tell you.
Okay.
Okay, and then put you back up. This is the reason we went out last night and something happened. George ended up on the floor.
Yeah. Okay,
right. So, let's go down. Let's go down. And we're back up. We're back up. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, now don't say anything.
All right, I've done.
Do you know why we can't say that on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah, obviously. Completely right. Okay. All right, thank you very much for calling. Goodbye. Don't tell anyone, especially Ehab.
Don't try that at home. Trust me, do not.
See you later. Goodbye. Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Morning.
How is your long wheelbase, four-door, unlimited version Jeep Wrangler?
She's beautiful.
She. Yeah. So she is a she.
Yeah.
Has she got a name yet?
Yeah.
What is it? Come on.
What's
the name of your car?
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't ask. Okay, do you remember the cartoon called Sharky and George?
No.
Okay, there's a cartoon called Sharky and George.
Yeah.
The Crime Busters of the Sea. She's called Sharky. Move on.
Where were you and Sharky yesterday at about 1:30? Were you here?
No, I would have been, I think, having a sleep.
So you were definitely having a sleep?
Yeah, I was definitely in the house. I'm pretty sure I was having a sleep.
Okay, well then there is another Sharky.
What?
There's another Sharky on the road. There is a red Jeep Wrangler, exactly like yours.
Okay.
With a lady who's blonde, with darkened windows.
That's a bit weird.
Yeah, I know. Because I had to look. Because you, I thought, had cut me up when I was coming out of here.
No, that wasn't me.
I thought, George, what are you doing? And you cut me up. You did what? I thought it was you.
Yeah.
And then I actually thought she should be at home in bed having a snooze.
Which I was.
What's she doing? Why is she here? Why is she coming out of the MGM?
No, do you know what as well? I know that 100% that wasn't me.
All right.
Because
it wasn't me.
I'm actually still too nervous to bring her into the mall during the day when it's so busy.
Oh, sad music. Sad music.
I'm not there yet.
That's
so 100%
all right.
That wasn't me. But we need to find this imposter.
If somebody cuts you up in a red Jeep Wrangler, there's long wheelbase, the unlimited version, and you're going like that, it's not George.
Well, 50% chance.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hey!
Oi!
Wind your window down!
Wind your window down!
Why, is it your first time in a car or something, is it?
Wind your window...
Oh! Oh, sorry. Now it makes sense.
Hey, you! In the car, don't know what you're doing. Pick a lane, you got no clue. Where you going? Talking on your mobile phone. Listening to your girlfriend's problems. I know what you are. What you are, lady. Look at you! With the radio turned way up. In the rearview mirror, driving while you do your makeup. The wrong way up a one-way street. A tall latte between your knees. I know what you are. What you are, lady. Woman driver, woman, woman driver. You're a woman driver. Ow, you're a woman driver, you're a woman driver, lady. You are tag parallel park. Woman driver, woman driver, woman driver. Girl, I try the front, I know you take text while you drive. Girl, I try to text, just pay attention when you drive.
Oh, traffic slowing down.
Wouldn't you know it, look, it's your woman driver.
Girl, I try and lie, I've seen you brush feet while you drive. Girl, I try and lie. Just put the baby down and drive. Woman driver, woman, woman driver. You're a woman driver. Ow, you're a woman driver. You're a woman driver, lady. You are cab parallel park. Woman driver, woman driver, woman driver.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
How
whenever something like that happens.
Well, it happened, and it shouldn't really be a surprise. O.J. Simpson was granted parole last week.
So he's out?
No, he's not out.
What's parole then?
He's going to be a free man in October. He had a parole hearing.
So he's been granted release but hasn't been released yet?
Yes.
Okay, I'm with you. And how long has he been in?
He has been in 9 years of a 33-year sentence for kidnapping and armed robbery.
9 of 33?
That's right.
That is a lot not to do.
The four-man parole board voted unanimously to set him free. Ironically, one of the reasons they cited was his lack of prior conviction. And OJ looked and sounded great, especially for a guy. Do you know how old he is?
I have no idea.
70 years old.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. 70 years old. The hearing was really interesting because everybody ignored the fact that OJ, well, he was cleared in a court of law for murdering two people.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to, because in the eyes of the law, he didn't. He didn't do it. But it still led to some interesting sound bites from O.J. Simpson, such as, I've always been a guy that pretty much got along with everybody.
Wow.
I've basically spent a conflict-free life.
What?
And nobody has ever accused me of pulling any weapon on them, which is actually true, but only because the one time he did it really, really, really well. It helped OJ's case that one of his victims, a guy called Bruce Fromong, testified on his behalf.
Really inappropriate.
It really is. He even said that OJ called and asked him for a ride from prison and he would be there. OJ's 48-year-old daughter, Arnell, also testified, calling her dad, quote, my best friend and my rock. Twitter, of course, was all over it, and some comedian called Rory Albanese had a really good one. He said, it's crazy that this generation will only know OJ as an armed robber and not for the thing he's most famous for.
What was that again?
Murder.
And there it is. I was waiting for it.
Hey, friends. Lovelock Correctional Center inmate number 1027820 here. And when I get out, I want to look my best. Prison ages you, man. So when some of the prisoners recommended that I try this, I said I'll take a stab at it. Hi, it's OJ for Just for Men. Just for Men has taken whatever scalp stubble I have left and has taken away the gray gradually. I've been growing old behind bars, but now I can look like I could run down the field for the score, or even run down the hall of a cheap hotel with armed goons and bust into a room to steal my memorabilia again. Just for Men. Remember, if you're starting to gray, you should try it today. So when folks say, hey Juice, you're looking good, do you dye your hair? I can again say, I am 100% not guilty.
And look in your eyes. You went, switch the mic on. It's my bit. All right then, okay.
Showtime.
This is High FM.
Are you not going to introduce me?
That's George Ryland there.
How else would you say that?
That's George Ryland. George Ryland is her name.
No. As in, Banks here.
Okay, right, okay. Banks here, Robin Banks, just here, and there's George Ryland.
No, sometimes you just go, Ryland's there.
Okay, but yeah, but, okay, Banks here, yeah. Ryland's there.
Yeah, which is fine, I don't mind that. However, this is now
okay.
Got ridiculous, like doing a Ryland. I ordered some stuff online for my friend to bring over from the UK for me. And you know you get that email saying, yeah, we've got your order.
Yeah.
That, it says that.
Hello, Ryland. They've been listening, haven't they?
What?
Obviously. It's a big show, globally.
That's just rude from them.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, you do. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
That's High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hello, good morning.
I'm George Ryland.
Yes.
You know how I'm awesome and the best person ever?
Yeah, completely.
Turns out not everyone recognises it.
No!
I know.
Really?
Yeah. See, this is something that I've just remembered from last night.
Okay.
When we were at Uncle Nuno.
Right.
And you were saying about all the text messages that you've got.
About what?
Well, your phone number's been sold on, I think, on a list.
Oh, yeah.
But we both signed up for the same thing. Nothing.
So we were both out at a, we can't say where. And I am 99% sure they sold our numbers.
or tried to sell mine. No one wanted it, couldn't give it away, and just sold yours.
Because the minute we entered that competition, the day after, I was just getting phone calls and more text messages than I've ever received in my life.
I don't even know what the ringtone is on this. I genuinely don't know what it sounds like when it rings. Oh, standard ringtone then. No wonder no one rings me. Hello?
Oh, sorry, wrong number. If you're about to have some food now, I would advise you to turn away from this radio station. If you haven't had your breakfast yet and you're about to have your breakfast, I guess within sort of 15, 20 minutes, it's a bit late, but tune away. If you're sitting down at a cafe, you've got a cup of coffee in front of you, you're listening on headphones, take the headphones out and do not listen to this next bit. What is, George, the most disgusting thing you've seen somebody do with a set of keys?
Pick their ear, I think.
Pick their ear. Yeah. That's pretty disgusting, isn't it?
Absolutely disgusting.
In fact, I would say up until yesterday, that was the most disgusting thing that I've seen somebody do with a set of keys as well.
I really don't want to know what happened yesterday.
Don't listen. You don't have to listen
to
this bit. I
have to now. I'm involved.
Yesterday, I went into a bathroom and...
Public bathroom.
Public toilets, yeah. And there was a man and he was bent over and he was picking his toenails
my stomach just turned, I can't,
on his set of keys, which is now, George is leaving now.
I'm sick.
That is the most disgusting thing I have ever seen somebody do with a set of keys.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
What's up?
I was just reading a Tumblr post.
You going to share it with the nation?
Nope.
No. All right, good chat.
The worst part about parallel parking is the witnesses. So this dude's come back and said, no witnesses if you're bad enough at parallel parking.
He's on, George.
Sounds a bit more bunged up than yesterday.
Does he?
Only slightly.
This is, what's his name?
Raheem.
Oh no, sorry, wrong sound effect. That was right.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. My little finger was over the wrong button.
I'm so utterly confused now.
Because I'm used to it. I'm used to it. Is it Dave? No, George, no. I wrote it down and everything yesterday. Is it Cecil? Cecil's sounding good this morning. It's Raheem. He's our mate over on Halla. Let's just have a listen to him for a
bit. Mate, I don't know who's keen on you. Not from what he says.
Shh. Yeah, smooth, isn't he?
He is.
He really is. I sob في الأوقات العصيبة يحتاج أقوى الأقوياء لأضعف الضعفاء. I think he said something about Wafa. Did he say something about Wafa?
Possibly.
That is the kind of stuff you'd listen to at night, isn't it?
Mm.
Just down low. You'd have it just down low, just so you could hear it.
Lights down.
Lights down, yeah. You'd have to have lights on, but really low. Yeah. As low as they could go. And listening to Raheem on Hala.
Raheem.
You'd just be like, just keep talking. Just keep talking. That's it, George is falling asleep. Wafa, by the way, is doing the evening show on Halla. She's doing a live show. I was wondering where Wafa was, but that's where she is. Anyway, should we listen to his? Should we give him the respect of listening to his entire bit here?
How long will he be?
I don't know. He's been going on for 2 minutes now.
So you want to give him respect and then you say, going on.
Wake up, wake up. I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, any family pets that are listening, here's a new game that you can play.
Yeah, it's a fun game. This has developed over the last week, I would say. The cats are horribly attention-starved because my housemate is away.
I hate cats.
I don't like cats. I'm not a fan. These cats, obviously, I would make sure they're okay. I've taken them to the vet. I've done eye drops, everything like that. Nothing's happening to these cats because right. This is my watch.
They're safe.
Cats are not my thing.
Yeah.
They know this.
They do know.
Yeah. Because my housemate's away, they're not getting very much attention. I'm out quite a bit in the evenings. When I'm in, I want to sleep, or yeah. I just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
So the new game that's developed has a couple of layers to it. The initial one is headbutt George. Run up to her and just headbutt her.
Maybe you're seeing that as a headbutt, but they're actually just trying to come up and have a snuggle.
Sure, it's an affectionate headbutt, but a headbutt it is.
Okay.
Then there is also the cover George in Cats. So I'll be sitting on the sofa and there'll be three of them. Do you know how hot that is? Even with air conditioning.
Yeah, well, they're there.
So then I think, oh, well, I'm just doing it for attention. I feel bad for a bit. And then think, I can't do it. I get up and move. Do they move? No.
No.
They didn't want the attention. They're just winning the game, aren't they? They want that sofa.
Oh, right. They're good cats. They're intelligent cats.
Oh, my days.
I hate cats.
Same.
So, you find out your employee is in really bad mood. He's no way he's going to be productive today. So, him being at work is as useless as him not being there.
Yes.
What would you do? Would you let him stay at home?
No.
Just to, you know, get the day to refresh and chill, to get back in a good mood?
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what I'd do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because there's probably a big reason behind that.
Yeah.
So better that they're at the workplace, better for them, better for everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to go now.
Okay. Fine then. Was that you?
Yeah.
Definitely. Mental health.
Yes.
Especially if there's something to do with that. In fact, you should just send a message going, I've got to take a day off for my mental health.
So I can do that.
Definitely. You wouldn't even have to send a message.
So I just don't turn up.
And I'd go, mental health.
Mental health.
Ehab, mental health. And he'd actually go, yes, George, right?
Well, that just sounds like you've been talking to Ehab about me behind my back, about my mental health. Why? Why would you do that?
No, I haven't.
I thought we were a team.
How did this get like this?
This is why I'm wondering.
This escalated quickly. Oh, George.
I need a minute. Why does everybody always think the worst of me? Get
up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get
up. This is High FM. Oman.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello.
Together, we're your morning show.
I thought you were going to say together forever, but you didn't.
Together forever. Here are both equally likely situations in our lives. Trapped in a Jurassic Park scenario.
I'm just so bored of it happening now.
Or when we always travel way back in time.
Oh, yeah, again.
Are you like us? Does this happen to you? If it does... Scientists out of Germany!
They're from Germany!
Say you could probably outrun a T-Rex.
Because they only run 12 miles per hour.
Based on their analysis, a T-Rex would top out at 16.5 miles per hour. And the average human sprints at 15 miles per hour. However, George, with the extra adrenaline burst of running for your life... you'd probably speed up enough to get away.
Not with me. I would instantly tame them and use them like a horse.
Hey! Ian, freeze!
Get the cat! Ah!
That was some audio from Jurassic Park.
That was quite loud in my headphones.
I don't know whether you got that or not.
Wasn't there a point of what you're supposed to do or the travel back in time thing?
No, dude.
I feel like we just walked away from this halfway through.
I said with the extra adrenaline burst, you'd probably outrun a T-Rex.
Oh, hence the Jurassic Park or the going back in time.
Yeah.
Oh, right, I get you.
Have you hit the wall?
No, I haven't hit the wall. It's just that when you've got these ninja skills, you don't need to worry about specific scenarios because I'm prepared.
You tuned away.
Always
you
prepared.
You tuned out. That's
Zoned
why.
Out.
That's what you
don't
did.
Need it.
I wish I was you.
Everyone does. You got to get
worst of the High FM morning show. Turn it up. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.